Shakedown and two winners on Chamanga 913, and not to mention the weekends, you still get to win yourself my 5 Zaza. Be sure to dial *464*2# in order to win.
Whatever the season, the excitement stays the same with Ichola Mega Box. Play Pick a Box or enter the raffle starting from just 5 kwacha. To play, dial *464*2#. That's *464*2#.
*464*2#.
Ichola Mega Box. Limitless play all day, every day. Anytime is playtime with Pick a Box. Dial *464*2# to play from just 5 kwacha. Remember, it's *464*2# only on Ichola Mega Box.
Bringing you hot off the press news from Lusaka, Arkabwe, Livingstone, and Copperbelt News Bureau. The Power FM News.
Government urges stronger private sector role in job creation. Lusaka mayor acquitted on corruption charges. In international news, 80 kidnapped Nigerians return home after escape. And in sports, Morocco withdraws as 2026 WAFCON hosts.
And now, the Power FM News.
With upfront and reliable news every day, my name is Abigail Trassis. Minister of Finance and National Planning, Dr. Stumbeko Msokotwani, has reaffirmed the government's commitment to fostering a business-friendly environment, emphasizing that sustainable job creation largely lies in the hands of the private sector. Speaking in an interview, Dr. Msokotwani noted that while government has made significant strides in public sector employment, there remains a natural limit to how many jobs the state can provide. He stressed that economic growth and employment expansion depend on creating conditions that allow private enterprises across key sectors such as mining, agriculture and manufacturing to thrive. Drawing from past experience, Dr. Msokotwani observed that many Zambians entering the workforce have historically found opportunities in the private sector rather than in government. He said this reality underscores why government views the private sector as a critical partner in national development, adding that public institutions have a responsibility to facilitate rather than hinder investment by ensuring timely approvals for licenses, title deeds and other regulatory requirements.
We've employed quite so many people, teachers, the health workers, that is done, police and so forth. But we must always remember that there's a limit to which government can provide jobs. We can only do so much. But there's no limit, there's basically no limit to the extent to which the private sector can provide jobs. All it requires is for us to create the incentives, to create the environment that allows the private sector, whether they are in the mining sector, whether they are in the agriculture, whether they are manufacturing, to create those jobs. Now, this is why the government, especially the president, we always say, we in the public sector, we must always make sure that we see the private sector as allies in national development.
The Livingston Magistrates Court has acquitted Livingston's mayor, Constance Muleyawai, on both counts of corruption she was facing. On the first count, Ms. Muleyawai was accused of soliciting 120,000 kwacha cash gratification from Mark Gabitis to facilitate the cancellation of property rate bills for Zam Nuka Farm Limited at the Livingston City Council. In the second count, she was accused of obtaining over 180,000 kwacha cash gratification from the same complainant to facilitate the cancellation of property rate bills at the council. And in delivering his judgment, sitting Lusaka Magistrate Judge Trevor Kasanda ruled that the prosecution failed to provide sufficient evidence to prove both counts beyond a reasonable doubt and found the mayor not guilty. Magistrate Kasanda further urged the Anti-Corruption Commission, ACC, to thoroughly investigate matters before taking them to court in order to avoid inconsistencies as observed in this case. He added that the prosecution failed to substantially establish probable cause in both counts, leading to questionable evidence. Meanwhile, in solidarity, members of parliament for Sesheke and Katombola, Romeo Kangombe and Clement Adeleke, expressed satisfaction with the ruling, stating that the outcome is for the people. And Ms. Muleyawai's lawyer, McQueen Zaza, said the ruling was fair despite the adjournment, adding that he is glad his client will now return to to her day-to-day duties without court appearance interruptions. Speaking on the sidelines, Lusaka Mayor Livingston Mayor, I beg your pardon, Constance Muleyawai, thanked the residents for their unwavering support from the start to the end of her alleged corruption case. Opposition Economic Freedom Fighters, EFF President, has criticized the UPND administration under President Hakainde Hichilema, describing its performance as a disaster and accusing government of failing to deliver on its promises to the Zambian people. Mr. Kasonde said a government that genuinely serves its people does not need to explain or advertise its achievements, arguing that it is the people themselves who should judge whether leadership has delivered. He claimed that the UPND administration has failed to improve the lives of ordinary Zambians, insisting that the country has instead moved further into economic difficulty under the current leadership. He stressed that his remarks were not driven by malice or personal animosity, but by what he described as a clear understanding of Zambia's economic challenges and potential. According to the EFF leader, Zambia possesses abundant natural resources that could lift the country out of poverty if properly managed.
Good work does not need to be explained. I don't know whether government works for itself or works for the people. Because if government works for the people, it is the livelihood. If we look around the way, then we have that government, we have worked. Where? Because you work for us. So in short, the government for Hakainde Hichilema has been a disaster. It has been a disaster. And anyone who takes the path that our comrades in the UPND have taken, they will make this country even a worse disaster. Why am I saying that? It's not from malice or from a point of hate or anything. It is from a point of understanding. Chinwe Chalo, Kualikwata, what can move us from poverty to go to a place which is better?
The Competition and Consumer Protection Commission, CCPC, has found Yango Zambia Limited guilty of engaging in anti-competitive prices. The Commission's Executive Director, Eunice Amahwa, announced during the annual press briefing on the Commission's 2025 performance. Mrs. Hamahwa revealed that Yango was accused of underpricing taxi rides to push competitors out of the market, a strategy that reportedly failed to cover essential vehicle operating costs. She explained that this approach allowed the company to later increase fares, ultimately harming consumers. The commission also found that Yango had not been paying taxes in Zambia, giving it an unfair advantage over tax-compliant operators. Concerns were further raised over the treatment of drivers. Reports indicate that drivers were not provided with complete trip details before accepting rides, and some driver incentives had been revoked without explanations. Additionally, the CCPC uncovered regulatory breaches with certain Yango drivers operating without the required licenses under the Road Traffic Act. As a result, the CCPC has imposed a financial penalty on Yango and directed the company to establish a platform for drivers to raise concerns.
And in December 2025, the Board of Commissioners of the Competition and Consumer Protection Commission delivered a decision on the allegations of anti-competitive business practices by Yango Zam Limited, Yango. The investigations were initiated following complaints alleging that Yango engaged in below-cost pricing of taxi rides in order to gain a foothold in the ride-hailing market. Further allegations were that this conduct forced competitors who lacked the capacity to price below marginal cost to exit the market, after which Yango would increase prices and earn excessive profits to the detriment of consumers. The complaints further allege that Yango was not paying taxes on its operations in Zambia, enabling it to charge lower prices than competitors who were tax compliant.
In international news, dozens of worshippers kidnapped by gunmen in Nigeria's northern Kaduna state have returned home weeks after their abduction, police have confirmed. They were among 177 people seized last month from three churches in the remote village of Kermin Wali. Police say the 80 escaped on the same day they were taken, but hid in neighboring villages for a fortnight due to fear of being captured again, state police spokesman Mansour Hassan told the BBC. The authorities say efforts are ongoing to secure the release of the remaining 86 people still being held. The attack was part of a wave of kidnappings for ransom affecting many parts of Nigeria.